Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ruth King. I know Ruth's back. I'm excited too. Ruth is back. Ruth is, she's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She's the author of very important books for any small business owner. My favorite, of course, is The Courage to be Profitable. And she's an amazing lady. She's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Tim. I appreciate it.
You're always welcome here, Ruthie. So, in my career, I can't count the number of times that I've known about situations where employees stole money from the company. I've seen family members. I've seen it where family members did it to tens of thousands of dollars. I've seen most heavily, highly trusted key employees do it. I've seen pilferage. It's happened to me. I've had employees who more than once stole from me. I caught them both times. And it happens. And it's, does anybody know the numbers?
I really don't know the numbers, but I've seen some statistics that about 60% of all small businesses get stolen from. And I think it's actually higher because...
Oh, I think so, too.
The thing, the Kessler Institute did a survey a couple of years ago, and they said that I think it was 85 or 95% of the people steal, have admitted stealing from a company. You know what they steal the most of? Time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably right. And with the Internet... And now it's in fact, I have asked some of my millennial employees over the years. I said to them am I correct in thinking that the time wasted by your generation online not doing their work is epidemic? And they without blinking, without hesitation, both of them in harmony said, you're correct.
Yes.
Boss.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, think about how many times they're surfing the web, they're texting their friends, they're going on Facebook,
their own phone. You know, they've got their own phones in there. I've walked in on employees and they're on, you know, they're not working, they're on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's epidemic but those are things we can do something a little bit more about. Those are more management issues.
Right, exactly.
But when they actually steal from you, that's a character flaw, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the way I look at it is people, I'd say 99% of the population, 99.9% of the population is honest. But something happens in their life that makes them go against their values. I'll give you a perfect example. I was working with a company that had a bookkeeper who, you know, 3 years into the job, she was doing really great, on time, accurate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She went through a horrific divorce, and her attorney told her that if I don't have $3,000 by Friday, I'm not going to pay.
Wow, yeah.
All right? So what she did, she started thinking emotionally rather than rationally.
Right.
And went and wrote a check to the attorney, signed it, and forged it. And luckily enough, the banker caught it and called the owner in the con. XYZ, and he goes, no, why are you asking me this question? He says, because I got a check for him. And he comes running down the bank. And they confronted her, and she denied it at first, and then she broke down crying and admitted it. And they said to her, and this is the thing that got me, is, you know, we loan our employees money. All you had to do was ask. Because she took the money out of payroll deduction.
Oh.
So instead of thinking rationally, she ended up in jail for 3 years.
Wow. Well, you know, when I bring a new employee on, and I've done this all for years, And I just came up with it on my own years ago. And I tell them, I say, you know, when you come to work for me, you don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, if you ask me, I'll probably let you do it. You don't have to steal from me, because if I have something that you want, if you ask me for it, I'll probably give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that she knew it because she just was thinking emotionally rather than rationally, and she couldn't think straight. She would have asked, and he would have said yes, but she couldn't think.
He might have given her the $3,000.
And he had given it to other employees, too.
Yeah, I mean, give it outright, yeah. And so, folks, if you're listening and you have an opportunity to think emotionally, you know, think about, imagine that the person you work for, you might be able to appeal to the better angels of their nature and avoid a whole lot of problems and keep your job and get yourself out of the problem. One of the things about bosses, right, Ruth, is they're problem solvers. Let them help you. Profitabilityrevolution.com.
That's it.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassen. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.